Welcome to show number 28 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody's doing all right out there. We have another edition of the Sports Card Show coming at you right from the heart of California. We'll see how it goes. What are we going to be talking about today? We've got a few things, just a little bit of news, the start of our hot and cold list, although it's a little bit dated since I prepared for this show. We'll see how relevant that is. We're going to have the three P's of collecting. I think there's, if my business degree means anything, I think there's like the five P's or the four P's of selling. Well, I've got the three P's of when you sell a card, when to cash out of some cards that you buy, and we'll also have some products that are on the way. First thing is we got our fantasy baseball league that some of you are participating in. Just a rundown of the top three. Cubs fan 129 is 23-10-7. That's very good after only 2 weeks. I am somehow in second place at 22-16-2, and the Watchman is 19-13-8. Although this week ends on Sunday, it runs every week, so every Sunday. We match up again and the records reset. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of interesting things going on this week. I'm up a little bit. We'll see if I can hang on Saturday and Sunday so I can pull out a very nice victory. Our contest winner from last month, forgot to announce this, was Nolan. So, Nolan, I know you're listening. Send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com, with your address, and I will send you that Joe Torre jersey card. It's a very nice card. Hopefully you enjoy this. This month's contest is going to run till the end of next month. You've got to get on our forum, sportscardradio.com, find the fan forum links, and you'll find that we have a free roll to a box break in the fan forum section. Go to contest, sign up. If you haven't signed up already, you have to be approved. If you want to be approved faster, send me a personal email at sportscardshow@gmail.com, and I'll get you approved faster, because we have lots of spammers trying to sell you Cialis and Viagra and all kinds of other computer parts that you may or may not need. So I have to approve you manually, make sure you're not going to just flood us with all kinds of affiliate links and things like that. So check us out. You've got to sign up for the forum and put a post in there. You'll see it in the contest. You'll see how you need to sign up and do what you need to do. It's a free roll, free box, free spot, and a box break. So I'm expecting most of you to sign up. If you have any questions, again, just send me an email. All the things are in the forum, so check it out. SportsCardRadio.com. Find the fan forum if you haven't been there already. Other than that, there really hasn't been going on much on with me. Other than that, I guess we'll just jump right into the hot and cold list. I prepared this a couple days ago, right after Derrick Rose had a tremendous game one against the Celtics. He's cooled off since then, but I'll still leave him on the hot. Still believe maybe he's not hot, but he's warm. In terms of baseball, Ian Kinsler of the Texas Rangers, he's a second baseman. He started out very hot. He has rookies from the 2005 season, so check him out in maybe some shorter fantasy leagues or even some cards. Might be a decent pickup. Ian Kinsler from the Texas Rangers. Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers is having a very hot start as well. I'll definitely put him on the hot list. And Kevin Youkilis from the Boston Red Sox. You always got to put a Boston guy on here because their numbers are magnified. There's a lot of fans, obviously. A lot of people collect cards. Kevin Youkilis is off to a very hot start. In terms of cold, I've got to put Kevin Garnett here. It doesn't look like the way the Celtics coach is, Doc Rivers, is saying, doesn't look like he's going to play the rest of the playoffs. So I've got to put Kevin Garnett in the cold list because he's not playing until next year. So we'll see what happens there. Other than that, I don't got a whole lot. I left a message for Brian at Razor. I haven't gotten a call back, so I probably will give him a call, and hopefully we'll have an update on some of Razor's ordeals over the last couple months. Maybe on the next show, show number 29. Anything else? I've been trying to buy an Angel Villalona card, but they've been going up. I think I mentioned it on the last show. He played quite well. He had a home run. Looked great at the plate at the Ports game. I don't know if maybe the last show I was going to the Ports game. Maybe I didn't report on it, but if you go to the forum, you'll be able to check out. I have a blog on it. Angel Villalona looked great at the plate. He looked very balanced. He's only 19 years old. He has two key rookies. Or they're not really rookies. He's not going to have true rookies until he actually plays some games in the MLB. But these will be probably some of his most highly valued cards if he ever does make it that far. The 08 Contenders autograph and his 08 Bowman Chrome Draft Redemption auto, which I don't know if they've been redeemed or not. I think I saw some on there, so they probably have been redeemed. They sell in the $30 range. I already have an autograph of his from something, I think, the year prior, 07, some just minor stuff. Interesting card. Probably does have some value. I think I only paid a couple bucks for it. So, but I liked him. I liked his look at the plate. Madison Bumgarner looked pretty good. He's been pitching well. The whole San Jose Giants team has been playing very well. Hopefully, those guys are not called up, and they'll be able to come back around, and I'll be able to catch them again. Other than that, maybe we'll slide it into a little bit of news, and then we'll take a break and get into some product news. In terms of just some sports card news, just one bit on the docket. Topps has a lawsuit against Upper Deck for using some vintage set designs, 1975, 1971, and 1977 in particular. Those were the Topps design that they are claiming UD stole. And they're seeking that Upper Deck gives up the profits and things that they got. They're going to cancel these releases, and then they want them to destroy the remaining cards. Kind of interesting. I don't know. I know these lawsuits come up quite a bit, so we'll see how relevant it comes. But if some of these cards were already out there and then they get destroyed, that will have an effect on the value on the ones that are already in the market. You'll see those values definitely climb, especially if there's some key cards in there. But we'll see what happens. It's probably Topps and Upper Deck playing a little hardball with each other, considering they're not competing together in basketball anymore. So it's really just the football and baseball that they're really competing hard in. So we'll see what happens with that. If I have an update, I'll bring it to you. But after this very short break, we have, looks like, about three products coming out, or they're already out by the time you listen to it. So we'll review those and talk about those after this.
I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a
product news. I don't think we had this last week, so that makes its return this week. Topps Finest Baseball is out. It's a different configuration. This is normally three mini box and sometimes an extra little bonus pack. This year it looks like it's only two mini boxes. You get 2 6-pack mini boxes for about the same price, I think, minus the mini. I think it's normally in the 120, 140-ish range, especially when it first comes out. Usually drops in price. This year it's starting out in the $95 to $100 range. You get 2 numbered rookie autographs per box, so it's 1 per mini and 1 rookie redemption, it looks like, per box. Might be a decent deal. I would wait on it because normally this stuff does come down in price, usually in about the $20 to $30 for a mini box. So you should only have to pay maybe $60 to $75 for this kind of product shipped to your door. So I would wait on Topps Finest Baseball. We'll see. Obviously, the rookie autos and things like that, if those are on fire, the price won't drop. But chances are, probably won't be too sizzling. So I would wait on Topps Finest Baseball. Wait till it gets down to maybe that $60 to $70 range, and then it's maybe worth a pull. But definitely get a full box. Don't just get one mini. You might as well spend the extra $30 and get the full thing. Next thing is for the football fans. Looks like the first football product, since we have the draft this weekend, probably should have done something for that, but I'm not big on the draft. We'll wait until after it happens. I know this year's football draft is kind of up in the air. A lot of different things going to happen. Probably a lot depends on what the Lions do and some of these other teams, and mainly the quarterback, if anybody wants to trade up for one of these quarterbacks and things like that. We'll see what happens. But Sage has a high numbers football, has 9 autographs per box. That's pretty cool. No redemptions, 27 packs, 5 cards per pack, $100 a box, has all the new rookies. Not a bad deal, probably, because even by the pack, considering there's 9 autographs, so if there's 27 packs, that means 1 in 3 packs has an autograph. If you're really on the ultra low budget or just kind of feel like maybe a pack, maybe just for fun, Sage might not be a bad deal, because 27 packs, you're probably going to get it in maybe the $5 range. So probably not too bad. And even if you buy it by the box, you're going to get 9 hits for about $100. That might not be a too bad of a gamble. Although, remember, you are getting Sage. It's mass produced, and there's going to be tons of great cards of these guys afterwards. So unless you really turn around and try to sell them right away, you may not do very well. But it is pretty good. You do get a lot of hits for the money, so it's not a horrible deal. Last one is actually for basketball. So we've got a baseball, football, and a basketball worked out perfectly. This is actually a really good product for your basketball fans. So I encourage you, if you like basketball and you have some money, take a look at this product if you haven't already. Top Signature Basketball, 8 packs, 4 cards per pack. Each pack's going to have an autograph in it. So you're going to get 8 autographs. Actually, you're going to get 9 autographs, at least on this sell sheet. It says you get 9 autographs, so it looks like maybe you're getting a bonus one. I mean, you're going to get one Group A autograph, which means Topps groups their rookie, or not their rookies, they group their autographs A, B, C, and D. And Group A is always like, you know, the best players, players like Dwayne Wade and Shaq and whoever they have to some of their exclusive deals. Some of the top rookies will be in Group A. Basically, the rare autographs are Group A. A lot of the legends are going to be in there. So you're going to get one of those per box. That's usually at least a $10 to $15 pull, even if you're getting slapped. And you're going to get 8 other autographs for about $115, $120. This product, I do believe, is already out. I would take a look at it. Not a bad deal if you're looking for a box from this year to open. Top Signature Basketball, 8 packs, 4 cards, 9 autos, $120, 1 Group A auto. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Well, after this, we're going to be talking about the 3 P's of selling. What the heck is that? Well, you're going to have to wait till after this break to figure it out.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, and yesterday came suddenly. Why is she happy?
And we are back to mix a little bit of business with sports cards. 3 P's of, you know, when to sell your cards. I don't exactly know how to call this segment, but if you take business school, they teach you, I think, the 5 P's or the 4 P's of selling, or it's like product, place, price, promotion, and I think there's one more. I could be wrong. But this really goes, you know, when you have that card that you're not really attached to, obviously it may not be of your favorite team or your favorite sport, so it's a card that if it goes up in value, you're thinking about selling it or thinking about trading it or thinking about doing something with it other than just holding it onto it and passing it on to your kids when you get old and gray. So that might be a certain portion of your collection. And obviously, if you listen to the show, I stress selling your cards a lot. And I understand that that's not always what everybody does. But at least maybe, hopefully, you listen to the show enough to maybe set aside a very small percentage of your collection, even if it's only a handful of cards, that you are looking to sell when they appreciate in value a little bit. And this may help you out. When do you actually pull the trigger on that? Obviously, maybe you have a fine investment. It's already gone up a little bit, $20, $30, $40, maybe even more than that since you bought it or pulled it out of the pack. And it's when are you going to sell it? So we'll see if my 3 P's hold true for you. First one is potential. And there's a lot of different things you can look at it. Obviously, from the player's point of view, you want to look at his team, you want to look at his sport, his position, and his style of play. Let's say the guy plays basketball. You know, you want a guy that obviously scores a lot of points. You don't want that defensive stopper. Those guys aren't very sexy, especially years down the road, unless they're just winning tons of titles. Chances are it's not going to happen, so you want them to score a lot of points, 20, 25 and above. Definitely, I would grade as very high potential, and maybe one you want to keep. If he has a team that's kind of up and coming, or maybe he's already on the Lakers or the Celtics or, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, some really good team, it might actually be a good one to keep too. But say he's on a poor team, that's going to weigh on his potential because he may not get noticed even if he does put up those numbers. And obviously the sport, baseball, football, basketball, there's all kinds of different things you want to keep in mind with each different sport. I'll let you make the call on that, but you get the idea. Potential, you also want to keep in mind with potential the card set. If it's a one-off set like Topps, boo-boo, one-off, you know, just some set that doesn't really come out very often, you know, not a Topps Chrome or a Topps Finest or an Upper Deck Exquisite, something that comes out almost every year for every sport, those kind of sets may not have as much potential as the one we're used to. So keep that in mind. Next thing is percentage. So we have potential and then we have percentage. How much percentage are you looking for this card to go up? Say you bought it for $100. Are you looking to cash out when you can, you know, get $120, $150, $250, $350? And it all depends, obviously, on the type of card. If it's not autographed or jersey, you can't stretch the percentage very far because chances are it's not a very rare card or even a very desirable card. But if you do have one of those one-of-one or very rare rookie cards that are on-card autographed or jersey patched or, you know, to his player number, something of that nature, the percentage actually could be quite great. It could go up 100, 200, 300%, especially if he's playing very well and if you sell it at the peak price. So you want to keep all those in mind. Obviously, the set and the player and his position, the kind of stats he puts up, how well his team's doing, is going to weigh on your mind. But you want to have some kind of percentage so when that card hits that mark, you go ahead and pull the trigger because you want to stay true to your goals and stay true to what you set forth in the beginning because you don't want to go into it with no clue because chances are the card will go up and then you'll miss the time to sell and then you'll be sitting there at the break even or even a loss and you might as well have sold it. So that's another one. Last P is popularity. And this has a lot to do with the player, his team, his sport. Again, it goes with everything. It all goes together in sports cards. That's what's kind of cool. You know, the way the card sets, the manufacturer, the team, the player, what position he plays, all those kind of things go together. So popularity is a big one. This probably has as much to do with card prices as anything because if a player is popular, there's more people that want to collect his cards. That means demand goes up. That means there's more buyers, more bids on eBay. Sometimes means there's more selling, but if you do have that nice card, you're going to get a good price for it. So set those rules for yourself. I have some rules. I'll just throw it out for you just so you know that I'm not just throwing out information and not practicing it myself. I have a couple Andrew Bynum rookies that I'm definitely looking to sell this year. I don't want to hold on to him for another year. I'm definitely, obviously being a Lakers fan, I'm very optimistic. I believe the Lakers are going to be in the finals. So I'm probably going to hold on to him until then, unless he has some really big series where he puts up a lot of points to get us to the finals. I'll probably wait till about the finals and put him on. They're going in the $70 range. I know I paid less than $25, less than $30, maybe even less than that. I think I paid $20 for one of them, and I might have got the other one out of a box. So definitely didn't pay much for them, but I do want about $100 each for them or somewhere in that range. So I'm definitely going to unload this year, and it's because the potential I think is there for Andrew already. I think he has a lot of fans already, and I believe the percentage isn't going to go up that much more. I think there's always going to be another center, another athlete, and Kobe's there, so he kind of overshadows him. And Pau Gasol plays well. We have a lot of good players on the Lakers. It's not like Andrew Bynum's the most dominant player. So if I can collect maybe $175 to $200 for two of his cards, I'm going to do it this year. We'll see how it works out. Hopefully, if I hold till the finals, maybe I can get maybe $110, $115 each card. That would be great. I would really like that because then I would turn around and buy in the summer because chances are the prices will dip into that $70 range, maybe $60 range, maybe even less than that. It kind of depends. So I'll probably pick one back up in the summer and end up being okay again. So, but after this very short break, I don't have a player number 28, so we'll probably just break it out with a little bit of whatever and get out of here maybe a little bit early. Make this a short one. We'll be working on that after this.
Would you know my
Again, we don't have a player. There probably is somebody pretty good, number 28, but I honestly did look on the internet and tried to find a search, but couldn't find anybody. So maybe if somebody comes up with a good one, puts it on the forum, maybe we'll do a delayed one on 29. And that reminds me, I probably need a player for 29. So head on over to our forums, over to our website if you haven't in a while, sportscardradio.com. The fan forum is updated much more regularly. Got to get on that website. I'm going to this next week. Been busy. Been doing the investments. The investment's been going very good. The stock market's been looking fairly good. We'll see what happens going forward. Remember to save your money if you're young. Start saving a little bit of money. Don't spend it all on cards. Try to diversify everything. But that about wraps it up for this show. Not to end on a sad note, but hopefully I will have worked in some sound effects on this show. Somebody I didn't know, but had a big part of my life, passed away this week. If you listen to, I'm a big fan of poker, and I listen to a podcast on Poker Road Radio. Well, a gentleman that produced the show, he was my age. He was only 27 years old. He passed away this week. Justin Schrunk. A lot of the sound effects you've heard on the show in the past, and hopefully I'll have mixed them in. It's not easy to do. He made it sound very easy. Hopefully I'll mix a few in on this show. But he passed away this week, and I just wanted to shout that out. It was unfortunate. Take care of yourselves out there. Do everything you can to stay healthy, and hopefully all is well. That about wraps it up. This is a short one. We're going to make it short and get out of here. We'll hopefully have one early next week for you guys, show number 29. Look forward to it. Until then, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Head on over to our website, sportscardradio.com. Get your name in for the free roll for a box break. You'll find all the information at the fan forum for that. It's a free roll into a box break. Couldn't be much easier than that. Probably take about 5 minutes of your time to sign up. I would like all of you to do that. And Nolan, if you didn't hear already, you won the prize for last month. Send me an email, and I'll get that card out to you as soon as possible. Until then, have a good weekend, everybody. Hopefully all is well. Hopefully your teams draft well this weekend. You know that's what I'll be doing. Talk to you later.